Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs. Sorry, I was watching
Andy's watching the cricket. Not nearly a run out. Yes, this is the best bit of this afternoon's show. We had a chat, didn't we?
We did.
Covered some ground, as
I managed to do the intro.
You did. A lovely job you did as well. Martin Kellner joined us with Week of Sport on TV.
Yeah.
Mike Ward had his pick of the non-sporting telly and did a bit of Brighton for us, as he often does. And Dutch Holland, Joe Holland, formerly a presenter, king of overnights, a man that often pops up in the Christmas Eve clips of all time. We even played one back to him. Some of his finest work. He's brought out a musical tribute to Roger Federer, and we played some of that as well. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And what a great performance by England's bowling attack yesterday.
Wasn't a stunner, was it? Really? I mean, fair play. He took the rap, didn't he, Mo? And he came on and got carted for 21 and said... He says, "I look, but that was the turning point of the match. That gave them the confidence to go on and win with ease." But look, you know, he took
two
it on
great players though, Babber and Risby.
Very, very good. It was. I mean, it was a brilliant display of batting. They took him on. It was fantastic.
Yeah. I watched a bit of Wales Belgium on. It was on Premier Sports and it was free to air. So
oh, nice. Well done to them.
Though they had no aftermatch coverage at all. There was no end.
Just ended.
Just ended. And that was it. I was waiting for, because I only saw the second half, so I was waiting for the goals. But
what did they do? They just said.
Bye.
Belgium 2, Wales 1. Bye.
Bye.
Because
not quite like great that, but something like that, anyway.
Yeah. I thought Wales... It would be nice if you just got the wind-up from the two presenters. They said, the game ends, Belgium 2, Wales 1. Well, I better get off, actually. Been lovely to see you. Bye.
This studio's a bit hot.
Yeah. I think I'll get out. Just go for a pint. Anyone fancy
you
a pint?
Not at the ground. Who knows?
Tony, you fancy it? Yeah, I'll have one. Your gym.
I've got a confession to make about yesterday's birthday spread.
Oh, yeah.
I cheated on a name to make the joke work. I felt bad about it last night.
Oh, really?
It was Arvo Part. And you may remember that I alluded to the fact that he was a rugby player and he didn't want to play league.
Oh,
he was
part
of the union. Actually, I ignored the umlaut over his A. It's Pert. But it doesn't really work, does it? Pert of Pert the union.
Pert of the union.
I was amazed. Well, Jeff Peters must be really frightened of me because he had it in front of him and he didn't
say
anything.
Don't be saying that because Charlie will want a stewards now and try and claim the result. Well done to Charlie. We should, we talked yesterday about the fact that he's been on House of Games this week.
Yes.
And under the pressure, as we're going to discover in the clips of the week, even people who know their stuff just find themselves under pressure in a quiz and panic.
Oh, yeah.
But Charlie had a win last night.
Mm.
I was out last night, so I'm yet to see it.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I might have a look at it.
Sorry, spoiler alert. But he is one, in case you're recording House of... I mean, come on, it's not, you know.
No, you're not.
Anyway,
he shouldn't be.
It's on every night, for goodness sake. So, yeah, and he's got the suitcase. So next time Charlie's off doing
it on Instagram. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Charlie will be coming in with his Richard Osman suitcase.
Tremendous suitcase. Yeah, very nice. Absolutely. Mm. And it was an interesting moment in that game last night. And I wonder if they'll look at these rules... laws, rather. Belgium had a penalty disallowed. You may have seen it, and the ref didn't get it right, and Bale was protesting like mad, but it was obvious he had a great view of it, Bale, and he could see it wasn't a penalty. So he gets a yellow card, the VAR tells the ref to go over and have a look at it, he overrules it, but he doesn't take back the yellow card?
No.
You think?
But they won't look at it because there is still an offence, isn't there? It doesn't matter whether the goal... If you take your shirt off, it's still a yellow card offence.
I know. It's wrong, though, because he was right.
Complained to the ref.
He was protesting, but he was right.
Yeah, but that's not the offence, is it? The offence is, you know, it's not an offence. You know, you don't get back for being
smug.
He wasn't
much of a ref, though. He didn't know what to do after there had to be a resulting corner, and he just went with a drop ball, and everybody's looking at what's that for? All the players knew it was a corner. They all lined up for a corner.
I think the standard of refereeing generally when I watch European games is woeful. I mean, it's a real... the guy that we had the other week in the Marseille game, I thought he was terrible. He was one of those showbiz refs. You know what I mean? The one who's very, very...
glittery.
No, he's just one of those that does lots of pointing and runs up quite aggressively and gets between players who are never going to kick off. He's one of those all-about-me refs.
I thought
he was... even though he sent one of theirs off for a red card, I thought he was terrible. I mean, he was one of those that bought every time a Marseille player went down. He bought the foul every time. He didn't even have to touch them. So, so big up to our referees, I guess, on that basis.
Can I say congratulations to the potato? Britain's favourite veg.
I think you'll struggle to find a card in Clinton's a lot to that effect, really.
Britain's favourite veg, followed by tomatoes. And as Barry Davis once said, who cares who's third?
Yeah, what was
carrots.
Third? Carrots, okay. It's great to hear. Yeah.
Tremendous news. And a good announcement in the Times column yesterday, engagement column.
Oh, yeah.
Between Miss C.F. Stebbings and Mr. R.D.A. Talks, T-A-L-K-S. Oh, if they have boys, they've got to be Talks, Ted and Money, haven't they?
They have to be Ted. Oh, yeah, Edward Talks. It'd be too tempting, wouldn't it?
It's got to be done, hasn't it?
Yeah, that would be. We're going to have a chat, hopefully, later on. We're still working on it, trying to get through to the player. The club are trying to help us out, which is good of them. But this is the former Celtic trainee, now at Clyde, Joshua Bradley Hurst. He left...
He does sound posh, doesn't he?
He left... I don't think he is.
No.
He left... Well, he might be. I mean, it doesn't make him a bad person either way.
No.
But he left Sri Lanka.
Budget then.
He left Sri Lanka as a kid. Quite possibly.
Yeah.
He left Sri Lanka as a kid and moved to Scotland. But he's been called up. He's in a training camp at Sri Lanka. And he would be Clyde's first international for how many years? Was it 1967? Something like that was the last time they had an international player. It was a great story, really. Yeah, 1967. And it was the club legend Harry Hood. But we just wondered.
That's a club legend.
Yeah, you are. You've told me once you're eligible to play for Portugal, aren't you?
Oh yes, I am.
Is it? I mean, could you get a late call up?
Portuguese cricket.
Does seem unlikely.
I could play in that European cricket league.
You could, yeah.
Oh god,
you
that's so fun. I love it. The cricket's so bad. It's brilliant.
Okay, it was like, great to see you.
Comedy gift.
Is there a country you could represent, TalkSport listener? I mean, state your claim today. Do let us know. And in what sport would you favour? Basically, issue a come and get me plea to a sporting nation. Tell us the nation you could play for and why. The more tenuous, the better. Don't say, you know, I'm French and I could play for France. I mean, there has to be a sort of tenuous link. A bit like good old Joshua Bradley Hurst, who probably was shocked and stunned to get a call up from Sri Lanka. So anyway, well, hopefully we'll find out more about his story later on. But do tell us who you're eligible for.
You could play for Wales.
I could, yeah, I could turn out. I mean, I wouldn't get a game at the moment. I mean, that'd be a massively long injury list, I would imagine, for me to get on the bench. But anyway, talksport.com/HNJ, text to 81089, tweet to TSHNJ. TSHNJ. Richard's been in touch. Premier Sports, just before going off air, should say, Jaffa kick anyone? That's good TalkSport knowledge there. Classic Alan Brazil clip, of course. Talking of which, we're going to be chatting in the second hour of the show to a former TalkSport presenter, Joe Holland. He's become sort of infamous, really, for a couple of clips that we play every Christmas, which we will be playing you his piece de resistance a little bit later on. But Joe Dutch Holland joins us because he has written a song in honour of the retiring Roger Federer.
That's great.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Joe Dutch Holland will be joining us, one-time TalkSport presenter and producer. And he's got a single out. Well, I mean, he's written a song. I don't know if it's actually been released, but it's out there.
Yeah,
it's in the ether.
He's been performing as a singer for some time now.
Yeah, he has. And it's a tribute to Roger Federer. So, unless it's his last game tonight, we'll be playing that to you and hearing from Joe and playing one of his classic clips.
He was our first ever a point of contact when we started at TalkSport.
Well, you know what it was? When we did a trial.
He supervised it.
Yeah,
Was he ahead of us?
He was doing a feature ahead of us.
But he did produce us, didn't he, on a Sunday? I remember that.
He did, yeah. He tried to... A sponsor had asked to set up a feature where Andy and I had to have an argument. We had to disagree. Oh, yeah.
Vest technology.
We had to disagree about a sort of sporting feature.
Oh, really?
And we said, you've chosen the very worst two people to do this.
Yeah.
And so we kind of refused to play ball. You'd make a point, and instead of I came back and said, I thoroughly agree with that. We try and I think they got someone else to do it in the end. It was a complete waste of time. You've been telling us, we were telling you earlier about the Clyde goalkeeper who's eligible to play for Sri Lanka, left the country at 6 and has lived in Scotland ever since, but has now been called up to training camp, former Celtic trainee Joshua Bradley Hurst. And we wondered who you're eligible to play for. We had some good ones from you. My wife Donna was born in Singapore. My father-in-law was stationed in the Navy out there. So through marriage, could I represent Singapore as a goalkeeper? I've only played 2 games in a year. So I'm match fit. Greg Rozetsky did it, says Steve Crush. Yes, Steve, why not? I don't see why not. Technically, I qualify for St. Helena in the Atlantic Ocean through having a grandparent born there. We recently lost to Guernsey 9-0. I'm 36, but reckon I wouldn't make them any worse. I'm genuinely thinking of giving them a call. John, do it. Definitely do it. I mean, we're looking for weird and wonderful places where you think you could be turning out. And what sport would you like to take part in? And he thinks he could play cricket for Portugal.
I could.
Because you could get a Portuguese passport if you put yourself through it.
I absolutely could, but it's quite a lot of work.
It certainly is.
When I was in Bristol, which is where my grandmother's family hailed from, I started to do a bit of digging, and I did find that originally I thought that it was Spain, but it was Portugal. It turned out to be Portugal. There were records going back to like last century of the family. Yeah, it was quite interesting.
What about that? And from what I'm told, says Matt in Chester, I too could represent Portugal, or at least my parents went to Portugal on holiday without me. And came home with me 9 months later. So I'm told, I've got an Olympic curling squad, he says. Yeah, thank you, Matt.
Good to hear from Steve Crust. He was always brilliant when we were at Cheltenham with his special questions.
Yeah, he would ask
Rupert about
if you
horses.
Talk to the horse, does he understand what you're saying?
Really. But they were always good.
Yeah, crackpot questions.
Did you see that Eric Dyer's got a new girlfriend? She's lovely, yeah. And she used to date Alexis Sanchez.
Obviously,
she doesn't have a type. I can't think of two people more different.
They are. True. They're quite.
I mean, normally
different.
You often see this. A bloke will leave, one woman, or leave his wife, or vice versa, and they'll take up with somebody who'll be exactly the same looking as their previous one because they've got a type.
But Alexis quite short, quite dark.
Yeah,
Eric quite tall, quite blonde.
That's it.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Good luck to him.
I'm not mad about
it. Oh, you are?
I am mad.
Who told you that? Because you certainly are.
I've never been a massive fan of Holly Willoughby or
Oh, Phillips okay. We're weighing on that one,
no,
are we?
No, well, I find the pile-in on them is really unpleasant. I mean, 50,000 people have signed a petition to get them to lose their jobs. You think about that. That's quite, that is quite a thing to be sacked over something that, probably wasn't the right thing to do, almost certainly wasn't, but is it a sacking offence? I don't know. I'm fascinated. On TikTok there are all these people who set themselves up as kind of moralisers about and absolutely steaming into them,
right.
And you think, who are you? It's a funny thing, TikTok. It's weird.
Really? Yeah. But you do take to it, Andy. I don't. I mean, you're much more down with the kids than me.
I can't stop watching. It drives me mad. I have to actually discipline myself and say, well, that's enough of this for now.
Like a 15-year-old girl, aren't you? What's wrong with you?
I am a 15-year-old girl, that is true.
Well, you're sitting there for hours on TikTok, man. What are you doing that for?
Brooklyn
do you like?
Beckham.
What do you like on it?
Can I
put a block on his phone? I'll ask the kids next door. If I can get hold of his phone today, they don't know, do they? They're in their 20s, they're old men.
I love the pasta queen. She's this Italian woman and she makes brilliant pasta recipes, but in a minute, it's all very sharply edited. It's brilliant. I mean, she's my favourite.
No, it's not the true cooking time because it'd be a bit hard.
It'd be very outdated. Yeah,
it would be a bit.
It would be slightly. I like her a lot.
Okay, and people who moralise about this morning presenters.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing. Okay, fair enough. Well, it's maybe I should take to it. I could become
interesting.
I could become as obsessed as you are. Do you actually create your own content, Andy?
I have created some content. Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
You're
like?
On it. Me, you.
I'm
and,
on it.
Yeah, me, you, and Alan Fletcher singing. I doctored one of our photos, and I've showed you that. I've seen Who Let the Dogs Out. It's a marvellous tribute to Art Tappins.
And has that got much traction? Will you be retiring on the proceeds?
I can tell you how many people have watched it if you like, if you want to hang on.
Absolutely obsessed with it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're playing it to us now.
1,040,
right?
So I'd say hardly gone viral at this stage.
I saw on House of Games at Charlie's on this week that there's somebody who's got 150 million followers, so you've got some work to do. You've got some work to do.
Useful. What an influencer I'd be if I had that.
Early kickoffs. Mansfield have gone for it. They've become the first club to say, we've got to save money and save our floodlights. So we'd like to kick off at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you make an interesting point about travelling, but I think people get home earlier. So, you know.
But that's not the point, is it? I mean, it's the time. I mean, if you're playing Walsall, for example, that day, and I'm sure Walsall, they're in the same league, and to save money, and it's more important they do that.
It's not far, Mansfield to Walsall.
Well, about an hour and a half, I reckon, and maybe something like that.
Okay.
But, you know, normally you'd have your pattern. If you're a Walsall fan.
To Barrow was a better one.
Yeah, no, that is a bit of a nightmare if you've got to be there for a 1 o'clock kickoff. And maybe as time goes on, they'll get even earlier, some of the kickoffs. They've even talked about sort of 10:30 kickoffs, which is a bit tight on fans. But if you're a Walsall fan, you've got, you know, you've planned it. You've got Mansfield coming up. So you know when you're going to set off. You're going to get there, have a bit of lunch, maybe go and have a pint. Wander down to the ground, but then, you know, it kind of throws your day out. I mean, I know there's more important things, but, you know, away fans that travel a lot, they've got it all mapped out. So it's going to be a bit of a culture shock.
Any recommendations for restaurants in Mansfield?
You're being snotty, Andy. You're being a bit snotty.
No, not at all. You know me.
Would you like some from the listeners?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
But no need.
And put him to shame.
Let's find
a few Michelin stars in Mansfield and shut Andy Jacobs up. And who knows, you go to TikTok and apologise.
I was reading about the
Beckhams. He may be cancelled. There could be a petition from the people of Mansfield to have you sacked.
I'm 50,000.
I don't think they're that bothered.
I don't think they'd anyone be that
so,
bothered.
So, still to come.
I'd be quite happy if 50,000 people wanted me to get the sack. It would at least mean some sort of notoriety.
It wouldn't
take 50,000 to get you the same.
It's
50 of you write to the boss, I'm sure I'll be gone.
Yeah. Well, I've been writing for years. I must have written over 50 letters. Joe Dutch Holland, former TalkSport presenter. If you want to hear Roger Federer immortalised in song, stick around, and a classic old clip we play every Christmas, which involves the Empire State Building, vegetables, and Victoria Beckham. We'll ask Joe what was going through his mind when he said the stuff that he did. It was overnight, you know, it's very late, and it can mess with your head sometimes. As Martin Kellner proves every week.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
He's an icon, like McEnroe and Connors. He should get a knighthood in the New Year's honours. His name will live on, just like Fred Perry. He's legendary, he transcends the sport, like Venus and Serena. A cleanest of demeanor, Roger Federer.
Yeah, tribute to Roger Federer, who bows out from competitive tennis tonight in London. Got a bit of a Jarvis Cocker feel to it.
Yes.
But the man behind it is an old TalkSport presenter from back in the day, Joe Dutch Holland. One time king of overnight, a producer here occasionally for us on other shows and presenter. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, Andy. King of overnight, Jarvis Cocker, you have made my day.
So what? You're a big tennis fan, I take it, Joe. That's why you wanted to immortalise Roger in song, yes?
Big tennis fan. I genuinely feel love bordering on adoration for Roger Federer. There's nobody on the planet, I don't think, were I to meet them in real life, that I would helplessly prostrate myself in front of them, bow down to them and kiss their feet. Maybe ABBA, but other than that, it's just Roger.
And apart from us, which you used to do.
Oh, yeah, of course, which you expected to do when producing many of the shows here at TalkSport. That's right.
I forgot you two. Sorry, add that to the list.
So, Joe, what have you been up to since we last saw you? Because I was aware that you had a music career going. But tell us what you've been doing.
Music career, I think that's putting it a little strongly. One follower on Twitter as of a week ago, somewhere in Mexico. My first ever YouTube comment as a result of this song a couple of days ago. So career, perhaps not. Amateur, maybe that would be a more accurate description. I've been here and there, bit of this, bit of that, hopping between America and Britain. But I have to say, it's good to be back on the radio.
Yes. So were you working in radio in the States? Is that what you did over there, or did you do something completely different?
Completely different. Now for something completely different. Yeah. Did a little bit of amateur radio at a local radio station. But I'm having a bit of a strange time here because I'm getting myself put back in my ears. This is a reminder of my old Talk Sport days when Talk Sport was run by slightly less professional people.
Oh.
I can't. I'm actually hearing every word I say about 5 seconds later right now. So bringing back some old memories.
Oh wow! Way
burning some
bridges. You've retained a certain notoriety with the Talksport listeners over the years because, as you may remember, every Christmas we invite a small group of listeners in, and we play sort of classic clips from the generations. And
we're not going to talk about vest technology.
We're not going to talk about vest technology.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
But we're going to take you back to one night on overnights, Joe. I mean, this will take you back, and you can tell us what was going on here. It's an opportunity. It's almost like the director's cut on a DVD. You can tell us after you've heard it back what you make of it all these years on. It must be about 15, 16 years old.
Easily,
but anyway, this was Joe talking about Victoria Beckham. That's how it started anyway.
The funny thing is just how much Victoria Beckham seems to be loathed. This is what I can't understand. Apparently at a recent performance she had fruit and vegetables thrown at her. Poor girl. And they can be lethal. I remember a little while ago there was a phase of a hooligan throwing vegetables out of a speeding car and he caused no end of damage. I think he actually murdered someone with a turnip, didn't he? Was it a turnip or a carrot thrown at very, very high speeds? I was once told that if you drop a pea off the Empire State Building, that could cause death. Nasty business. It shouldn't be laughed at. It shouldn't be laughed at, some poor celebrity having fruit and vegetables thrown at them. I suppose Rotten Tomatoes, well, you can just about excuse that. Eggs. Eggs may be. But the trouble is with eggs, what if they hit the celebrity on the temple, sharp end up, so to speak? Because I was once told that an experiment was done with an egg and it was dropped from a helicopter and it landed sharpest end down, sharpest end first, and it didn't crack. So presumably, there must be a tremendous force there.
Who was telling you all this stuff, Joe? You said I was once told there was somebody whispering in your ear about people being killed with turnips and eggs being thrown out of helicopters. Have we lost him?
He's gone. I think the turnip remark, I think he was joking a little bit. But
you have to have a good arm. You could turn out for the Red Sox, couldn't you, with an arm like that?
Death by vegetables, is quite a serious matter for any celebrity.
Well, it is. But thankfully it hasn't happened. And the fact that he spent quite a lot of time in America, I hope he never tried to drop that pea, off the Empire State Building.
That would be good.
Well, maybe we've lost contact with him.
I know.
And we've got him back. Joe, did you catch it? I mean, did you catch any of that old clip from back in the day?
I did. I was stunned into silence.
We just wondered, you never dropped that P off the Empire State Building while you're in the States, did you? Just in, I mean, I wouldn't want that to happen. I wouldn't want to put that experiment to the test.
I didn't do that, but I have to see that what you just played as a kind of public service announcement for anybody who was thinking of attempting to murder somebody with a turnip. And I think you just simply don't know how many deaths I have avoided.
You have. You're absolutely
but
right.
It's amazing. The papers are full of stuff about Victoria Beckham today.
Still, yeah.
And it's funny that, you know, you were talking about it back then, and really it's the same.
Basically, it's the same news stories in every tabloid that we were encountering.
Here's a story about Victoria Beckham. Did you know that her dad was notorious for calling in phone-in radio shows?
Was he really?
And in the very first couple of weeks I was on the air at Talk Sport, her dad called in.
Oh, wow.
But of course, I had no idea about his notoriety on this front. And when the gentleman, I was talking about Victoria Beckham and not being very complimentary, he called in to defend her. And I said, well, why are you so interested? And he said, well, I'm her dad.
Wow.
You got nowhere to go after that.
Yeah, that's tricky, really.
I then replied, well, of course you are. And I took the mickey out of him for the next couple of minutes, only to find out 24 hours later that it was actually her dad.
Yeah. That's happened a few times. I mean, NASA's dad, Nasser Hussein's dad, often used to call, wouldn't he, and defend NASA when he was getting some clog. Joe, wasn't it? His dad? I mean, he used to phone up, didn't he?
I think so.
He used to hear from him. Well, so where can people hear the song in full, Joe, if we want to hear the Roger Federer song and play it along when he's playing his final game tonight? Where is it?
It is on YouTube. The artist's name is Arco Field. That is my alter ego, Arco Field. So the title of the song is Roger Federer is Retiring.
Yeah.
And it's available on YouTube at the Arco Field website and at all good, what do you call them these days, record stores?
Yeah.
Online record stores.
What's, how are we spelling Arco?
Arco, A-R-C-O, and then Field.
Marvellous. Okay, brilliant. Well, Joe, lovely to talk to you again. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you.
There we are. There's Joe.
Excuse me.
Bless you, Andy.
Yeah.
Joe Dutch Holland.
Tremendous.
I think that'd be good on TikTok. Andy Jacobs impromptu explosive sneezes. Although you have to be filming all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
By definition, wouldn't you, really? So there's old Dutch. Wasn't it great to hear from him again?
Yeah.
And
because there are a few. There's a sort of Jersey Joe Holland. There's a Joe Holland. But so he goes out as Arco Field. No wonder I couldn't find him.
There you go. It sounds like a sort of minor league baseball ground, doesn't it?
That's really, yeah.
Welcome to Arco Field. The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Martin Kilner is here. Hi, Martin.
Hello, good afternoon to you boys.
Yes. So what have you been enjoying on TV this week, Martin, in the world of sport?
Not a lot, but I will say, you know, because we haven't got that much time,
no.
But I will say to Andy, who was looking for somewhere to dine in Mansfield, you know, with the early kickoff, that there's a massive Wetherspoons on the main street. It's the size of an aircraft hangar.
Really?
So, yeah, so there's just an idea.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I'll just look up TripAdvisor Mansfield.
Okay, yeah. Andy will find somewhere nice, I'm sure.
He normally finds
the best place to eat in Mansfield, yeah. Fantastic. So, Martin, yes.
What have I been watching? Yeah, I saw a thing called The Book of Manning, which is on Disney Plus. And basically, it's an ESPN film, but they're showing it on Disney Plus. And it's about the legendary NFL quarterback Archie Manning, played for New Orleans Saints quarterback 71 to 82. His sons both were quarterbacks as well. And it's John Goodman, who's the most interesting thing about it is John Goodman is the narrator, and he's got a brilliant voice and he's great at this sort of material, because it's a sort of picture of Archie Manning growing up in Drew, Mississippi in 1950s. Which he describes as a slow-paced, one-stop town. You know, it's one of those towns where the main street runs through the car wash. It's that... I'm here all night.
Yes.
So,
you are literally here all night. Yeah.
Quite literally. But it's an interesting enough story. His dad was very distant, and it was an old-fashioned... It's very much a story of, you know, America, love of God, apple pie, all that sort of stuff. And if you liked Little House on the Prairie, you'll probably enjoy this, because it's the, I don't know whether you're familiar with Archie Manning, but a legendary name.
Only through his lads, of course.
Funny enough, Eli and Peyton.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Eli later on, funnily enough, with Todd Maclin. But yeah, I mean, that's how that would, they're the gateway to knowing about him. That's the only reason I knew he'd been a great player as well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's very much a Disney Plus show, you know, because like it is sort of small town American life. I'll tell you what isn't that Disney Plus is the Wrexham thing. Welcome to Wrexham, which I've spoken about. Fantastic show.
Yeah, I've stayed with it. I'm with you, Martin. I've watched them all.
Yeah. You weren't sure about this week.
I wasn't sure about the episode 7.
About Wales.
I didn't not like it. It was slightly jarring in light of the fact all the rest of it has been documentary, but I suppose there is a whole market out there. It's not aimed at football fans. It's aimed at a much bigger, broader market. Yeah. And there are some people out there thinking, I don't know anything about Wales. Now they do, of course.
Yes, I mean, I suppose for the Americans, you know, there's a little picture of Wales and it's mildly amusing. They sort of spoofed the ABC Wide World of Sport, which is going to mean more over there than it does over here. Mm. The reason it's not that Disney-ish is that Phil Parkinson, you know, by managerial standards, it's epic swearing.
Oh, yeah.
It's swearing on an epic scale. It's,
they do a swear count, don't they? They have a little meter going for Phil when he's in full flow. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, unbelievable. But they're doing well this season now. I mean, the one that was on episode 8, I think it was, or 9, I can't remember. They were beaten by Maidenhead 3-2, but they're doing much better this season. I would say they've got a decent chance of getting up.
It is a great series, isn't it? I've been really enjoying it.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And there's such, I mean, the characters, Rob and Ryan, and, you know, he spoofs the fact that Rob is more of a TV star than a movie star. Yeah. And I love it. I love the relationship between the two guys. And I love what you said, Paul, a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, they're in it for real.
Yeah.
And when you look at the sponsorship they've got, Aviation Gin, I don't quite know what that is, TikTok, Expedia, you know, it's obviously going to be a moneymaker. You know, it's not, they talk about what it's costing and everything, but that's clearly not going to be that major an issue.
No, I think you made quite a lot out of the Aviation Gin.
You may want to know the number one rated restaurant on TripAdvisor is Smoke and Ice in Mansfield.
Smoke and Ice.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Well, I worked in Mansfield a little bit, you know, just for a couple of weekends, and I never made it to Smoke and Ice, but it might not have been. There was a quite good Indian restaurant. I got quite friendly with the proprietor there. It was quite nice.
You are listening to Talk Sport.
Now, something else that I watched. I watched the, and if you're a fan of Turkish football, and who isn't?
Yeah.
I watched Terim, which is on Netflix,
and it's about story, Fatih. Yeah,
it's about Fatih Terim.
Now, he's not being rude. That's his name.
That's his name, F-A-T-I-H, who's known as the Emperor, as known as both the Emperor in Italy and also... but what a career. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's sort of flip-flops between Galatasaray and the Turkish national team.
Yeah.
And very highly thought of, very good coach, brought... various players to Galatasaray in his first, 96 was his first time there, and also popularised what I always think of as a bit of a I know there's loads of Turkish barbers in the UK now, and my friend Justin Morehouse does the joke, who's cutting hair in Turkey? they're all over here.
Yeah.
But there was a time when the comb over was quite a popular style in Turkey. Not anymore. You know, the current Terim has, you know, quite a neatly trimmed style. But when he started in 96, you know, he held on to that comb over very much in the style of Ron Atkinson and Steve McLaren for a bit as well. And there was I just think that there was a phase where a manager with a comb over was quite a good... it's quite a good motivational tool in that it showed the players that you could, hair loss wasn't something to worry about too much.
Oh, okay. Well, if you take that into the dressing room, if nothing else, that would...
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, he brought Hagi, you know, brilliant Romanian legend to Galatasaray. So it's, as I say, if you're interested in Turkish football, well worth watching this programme, Terim, which is on Netflix. And as I say, most of their barbers are over here, so may want to...
Well, our old friend Michael Volpe is in Turkey at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
He's at a barber's.
He's at a barber's now.
Yes, and he's having the nostril waxing. It looks
most painful. Nostril waxing, yeah, with all those great predictions he made. Yes. Have you ever had the nostril waxing, Martin? You don't want the nostril singeing. You certainly don't want that, or that thing they do when they kind of set lightly your hair. You don't want one of those up the nostrils, do you?
No. I mean, thankfully, I've got no problem with the nostril hair and the ear hair.
Right.
I mean, everything else is falling to bits, you know, in every other respect.
Yes.
I'm very much part of the ageing population. But thankfully, the good Lord has left me fairly scant in the way of nostril hair.
Well, that's very fortunate. If we take nothing away from the last 10 minutes, we take that. you're back overnight, aren't you, Martin?
Yes, if everything holds up, I will be back overnight.
Okay, free, and you know he's nostril hair free when you're listening to him, when you're trying to get a mental picture of him. So cheers, Martin.
I carry my own tweezers with me.
Andy's very taken with the mirrors in the toilets here at Talksport, and brings his tweezers in as a right old go, which is a joy for all of us when we go to a blue. Thanks, Martin.
No worries. Cheers,
Martin Kellner, 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. overnight tonight and tomorrow.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Let's look at the non-sporting telly, if you can squeeze some in amongst all the boxing and football and rugby league and more, with Mike Ward. Good afternoon, Mike.
Afternoon, guys.
Brighton Corner. We haven't spoken to you for a while. How are you feeling about life as a Brighton fan? Have you got a new manager, though? It's exciting times in many ways.
He seems like a good bloke.
Yeah, just a bit despondent.
Don't be like that.
No, do you know what, though? In all seriousness, I think he sounds promising. I'm not familiar with his work, if I'm honest, but there you go. It's just that you get to that point. I mean, when the whole thing happened, and obviously the Chelsea business, Graham Potter going, we'd just beaten Leicester. Yeah. We had a fantastic result, a great afternoon. Second former Premier League title holders that we'd beaten this season. Fourth in the league. This is the best we'd been.
Yeah.
Possibly ever, arguably the best position this club has ever been in its history. Everything looking fantastic. And it just reminds you that, just like that, it can all just be, whipped away from you. And
Deserby might be tremendous. He might be.
If he is, then somebody could come along the next day and say, oh, yeah, we'll have him, because they've got 1,000 times more money. So you just end up, it reminds you that you're only ever, so I'm being a bit gloomy about this, but it does make you think.
But you have to think of the food chain, Mike. Think of those despondent Swansea fans the day I am aware of that
we did, ultimately, we're guilty of this. And I don't actually blame anyone. I don't blame Graham Potter. I don't blame Brighton. I don't blame Chelsea. Yeah. I just, it's the way it is.
Market forces.
It is market forces. Yeah. It just reminds you.
It's all very finely balanced.
Probably finish above Chelsea, don't worry about it. Really, honestly.
Well, let's move on to the more important stuff.
Sorry,
never mind the football.
I'll cheer up now.
Strictly Come Dancing launch show. Who's the favourite to win this?
Fleur East is the favourite. Last time I looked, which was yesterday. Right. Helen Skelton second, Will Mellor. And sadly, down at the, not bottom, but second to bottom, is Tony Adams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tony has... I don't know. I was just imagining. Can you imagine?
They'll definitely do one routine where he's got his arm in the air.
And he'll shout something quite offensive.
No, he's got his partner on the shoulder like Moran. He just drops it onto the...
Not a lot of favouritism for anybody called Adams.
Three Adams. Three Adams.
Adams,
Tony Adams, Kay Adams, but none of them... Wednesday Adams might have done better, but she's not in it. So,
fair enough.
Charlie Adams.
So that's going to dominate. It's going to be on 24 hours a day. It's going to be like the Olympics, is it? So it's on 7 o'clock tonight, the launch show. Is that right?
It is, yeah. It's on nearly 2 hours tonight, 2.5 hours tomorrow.
And then half an hour on Sunday.
Mickey Adams.
I always like the bit where
Mickey Adams
show.
Won't be in it.
There's this bit in the show when they go, and you'll be dancing with whoever it is, and they go, oh, that's just who I wanted.
I love that. It's always... Nobody ever goes, oh, really?
Oh, no.
Can we just put the names back in the hat again?
Anton, for all those years, who had to sit there and grin when he wanted to go down on his knees like Chuck Heston when he finds the head of the Statue of Liberty on that beach. Anyway, we'll watch that. That's a lot of Strictly.
Will you watch it all though?
No,
really?
We won't. I tell you,
my wife will. She loves it.
I'm going to be watching Mortimer and White House Gone Fishing episode 3.
I keep going banging on about it. It's the third episode, but it's just perfect, isn't it? It's just a lovely show.
Yeah, just brilliant.
It's funny, but not forced or laboured. It's quite poignant, you know. And if you're of a certain age like me, you identify with most of the conversation. The things about elasticated waistband.
Last week, the way it was framed. Just so beautiful.
Whenever they're on, we always pat their team on the back because they do make it look beautiful, don't they?
Absolutely. It just looks good. It sort of works on so many levels. So it looks great. You can if you watch the episode 3 times, you can watch it again with the sound down because it's still great. They're in Scotland tonight in fishing for trout on the River Garry.
Oh, nice. I didn't know it was a River Garry.
Beautiful. Yes.
Mick Lynch on Have I Got News For You, if you fancy, the RNT. Yeah.
That'll be lively.
Also, Daisy May Cooper and a pal of hers have written and starring a new drama, comedy thriller.
Yeah, comedy thriller. This was held over from last week because a lot of stuff was obviously not considered, you know, comedy, etc. wasn't considered appropriate in the schedules. But this starts tonight. I've watched a little bit. I sort of struggled to get into it. I think it might be aimed, without wanting to pigeonhole people, I think it might be aimed more at a female audience than a male audience. I don't know. But she is a great writer and she's a great performer. So I think it might be one of those you maybe just need to sort of stick with a little bit to get into the spirit of it, get in the mood of it.
Okay, a lot of Strictly on Saturday.
First live show, you said, just the 2.5 hours. It'll fly by.
Yes. We're nearly out of time, Mike. We've got time just to mention Karen Perry, 8 o'clock ITV. Is it another 2 hours?
Yeah, I haven't watched the whole thing, so I don't know. I think it's a 3-parter, so I think it probably is. It's basically based on a novel by Val McDermid. Ooh. It's set in the mid-90s, but with a modern bit as well, because basically the murder took place in the 90s, but a modern-day podcast, true crime podcast, is sort of digging into this case, and she's put in charge. She plays the character put in charge of opening the case up and reinvestigating what went on.
Excellent. All the best, Mike. Thanks very much. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Cheers, guys.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We'll reconvene and do it on Monday.
Yeah.
And look at the weekend's football and lots more besides. Have a fine weekend. Do hope you can join us from 1 on Monday. If not, the podcast will be available around 4 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.